producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here to overview the big hits, the top topics, if you will, the stories that have made it to the top of the list. We do this every week, 52 weeks a year. It's Christmas weekend. We'll do it New Year's weekend. We are here, when I say we, it's my pleasure to introduce you to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and you can find at talkers.com in the situation that Michael finds himself in, reviewing what's going on in radio stations, hosts, programs, that sort of thing. He's uniquely qualified to give us this list, and then we talk about some of the things that are on the list or other things that are a great discussion topics.
Let's go. Here are the 10 most talked about topics this past week on news talk stations, just like the one everybody's listening to right now, because the conversation never stops for the holidays. It just continues. We have National Football League action and the suspension of Beckham. He's a player on the New York Giants involved in a huge controversy because of violence and a fight that they had last week at number 10. At number 9, we have the Miss Universe snafu. Unbelievable. And, I can't bear to watch it on video. It hurts. I look away. It's like an accident. And the Star Wars film came out, and that, of course, is a major pop cultural event. We have that Las Vegas hit-and-run case at number 8. We have at number 7 the gun control issue in general. At number 6, the 2016 spending tax plan. Refugee and immigrant and immigration, rather, policy is at number 5. At number 4, the Black Lives Matter mall protest. At number 3, the Christmas holiday in general. Lots of holiday conversation. At number 1, the battle against ISIS. And number 2, the battle against ISIS. And at number 1, too much eggnog this morning. And at number 1, we have the 2016 presidential race. The most talked about people, Doug, we have Odell Beckham Jr., the aforementioned football player, and his adversary Josh Norman, tied at number 10. We have Lakeisha Holloway from Las Vegas at number 9. At number 8, we have Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad. Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi are at 7. John Kerry is at 6. At number 5, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Mike Huckabee. At number 4, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Donald Trump. Number 1, Barack Obama. And there's a snapshot of the most talked about stuff this past week leading into Christmas.
You know, you said something about Steve Harvey that I want to circle back to. You said you have a hard time watching the rerun. I didn't see any. I saw the beginning of the show, and those pageants don't interest me at all, so I just went on to do something else or just go to sleep, whatever it was. Not important. But I like Harvey a lot. He's a good radio host. He's a good television host. His morning talk program on TV is good. He does a great job on Family Feud. He's a guy who's got a very interesting and colorful story. He lived out of his car for, I think, months, if not a year. He couldn't find any work. He's clever. I find it distressing, and I'm interested more in what you think about this, the amount of attention paid to this when we are, I mean, first of all, it's Christmas week. We ought to be kind and gentle and thinking good thoughts. But if not, if it were any other week, we have wars going on. We have people that are sick and dying that need help. And the attention that was given to this thing, I thought, was idiotic and over the top, annoying. It just was insulting to see all of the people who are upset about this guy. He made a mistake, for God's sakes. Who doesn't make a mistake?
Oh, I don't know if everybody's angry at him. I think people are just astonished at the level of it. It was. I mean, you talk about bloopers. This one was big.
Well, but under the circumstances,
it was a big blooper.
Yeah, it was. But did it deserve all the attention?
The bloopers are fun. I mean, go to YouTube. I mean, you can entertain yourself. You could be rollicking for the next 3 hours. I mean, bloopers. People love bloopers. And, I mean, I understand, yeah, it's got a lot of attention. Frankly, I haven't watched the actual. I turn it off when I start, but not because I resent it. I feel so bad for all the parties involved. Can you imagine what a nightmare that would be to do that? You know, but there is a human interest element to it. I understand what you're saying. It gets a lot of attention. But Doug, don't you think in the end, the thing that's beautiful about this particular game that we're playing of conversation radio, that it is the mixture of the very, very, very important, the life and death stories, the perilous stories, the important grave stories mixed in with fluff and nonsense. Isn't that what life is about?
Yes. And so I'm happy to turn our attention to Santa being in his sleigh and NORAD chasing him around and following on Google Maps and all that other stuff. But there's another one of those stories that is superb for people who are our age and younger, because I believe that fans of the Beatles are from 1 to 93, if you know what I mean. So let's focus on that in just a moment here. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. It's all about talk.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Studies show choosing gifts for guys is very tricky. Esquire fashion editor Wendell Brown's ideas make it simple.
I live with my phone on, whether it's listening to music during workouts or taking calls or running around, so the LG Tone series does it all. First, they're sleek and well-designed. They rest comfortably on the neck, and they have retractable earbuds, so they work with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, whether it's Team iPhone or Team Android. And for audiophiles, the LG Tone Ultra headsets have JBL signature sound technology, while the Intimate model has Harman Kardon signature sound speakers, so super high-quality audio, starting at $69.
And for the baddest guys on your list?
Anything Harley Davidson, I encourage you to enter this world. There's lots of gear under $50, or you can ramp it up from distressed leather gloves and jackets to biker lessons at the Harley Academy. And for the ultimate ride, this beautiful iron 883 motorcycle, a powerful cruiser that will leave everyone else in the dust.
Want more info? Go to videopump.tv. Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewars.com.
This week's Countdown on the air, as usual, with Michael Harrison in this hour, reviewing the top 10 items, the stories, the people that are being talked about, and our overview of some of the things that make up great discussion. As Michael just said, there's a great counter. I don't want to use the word great, but I think it's usable here in any number of ways, because we do have a great business. We do have great conversations. We have a lot of great people who host these programs, and certainly the listeners, great in ideas and stature and interest, and we appreciate that very, very much. Many of you became very excited as we got to the end of the week when the Beatles song catalog, the entire back catalog, was added to 9 streaming services. When you saw that, what did you think? I mean, that's a great. I can't tell you how many people I've heard talking about this and how excited they are to be able to download all of this stuff. I forgot that it wasn't available, frankly, because not my world. But, man, has this rocked the world of people. And I can't help but think because of the technology, Michael, it may bring a lot of Beatles music to people who are younger and haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the Beatles.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And it's pretty miraculous how much impact and how hip the Beatles music has had, continues to have, and continues to be considered. You know, it's amazing. The impact of the Beatles on music to come for all time, because we are so far beyond the Beatles when you think about how many years have gone by.
Yeah.
You know, this
yeah.
old rock and roll band with the Mop Tops from Liverpool, that here in 16% of the way into the 21st century, this group that existed in the 1960s, I would say that it's a phenomenon that nobody could have ever predicted. And as I just mentioned before, this music is still hip. There's nothing about the Beatles' music that anyone would say, oh, listen, it sounds so dated. It sounds so old-fashioned. No, it sounds very hip. And
you know,
that's why young generations grow up with it. I mean, there are generations who consider the Beatles to be their music that were not born when the
yeah.
Beatles were happening.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. This year I went to a Ringo Starr concert. I haven't seen McCartney. But Ringo still got it. You know, a lot of times it seemed this year, for whatever reason, maybe because of the fact that both my partner and I were interested in a lot of these shows that were around. We saw a lot of people from Madonna to Cher to, you know, the concerts that were around, Barry Manilow. And we went to see Kenny Rogers recently. And I think one of the things we saw this summer was Ringo Starr. And he still puts out, whereas Kenny Rogers needs to retire. Some of these people are just, they're done. And they ought to recognize it and move on, even though the audience loves them. Maybe I'm being too critical. But Ringo has still got it. And I think when you see McCartney, you sense his connection to reality, and he's still got it. And people, again, who are older, they like to see that in people who are their age. But also, you just pointed out something that's excellent. The millennials, who don't really have, I mean, is there a musical icon that's around now that will stand the test of time? Like, the Beatles are in the same league as Tchaikovsky and Beethoven in terms
Correct.
Of their
yeah.
members.
Yeah, they're classic.
That'll be forever.
Yeah, they're truly classic, as opposed to the, you know, kind of like shallow use of the word classic in modern times.
Yeah,
everything's
right.
classic now. You know, classic rock. But now the Beatles are classic. They're up there, and they will be. The two of the great writing teams of the 20th century was Lennon and McCartney, and Rodgers and Hammerstein. Sort of
right.
in the same league,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Would we put Holland, Dozier, Holland? In that, those are the great Motown collaborators.
I mean, I'm not saying they're the only ones. Obviously, I would put them in there, too. You know, the world is so fractured. Everybody has their own culture. Everybody has their own history. Some people think that the greatest pop star of all time is Michael Jackson, and that there are generations that they'll argue with you that Michael Jackson is to many people what the Beatles are to other people. There's the country world. I mean, there are people that, you know, say Garth Brooks is every bit as important and a star as Elvis Presley. I don't buy that.
No.
Because, you know, cultural impact goes beyond the sale of records, numbers, how much
yep.
airplay. There's yep. something that's very, I mean, I studied this as much as I've studied talk radio, and
yeah.
there's something very intangible about really putting your finger on what it is in the hierarchy of what's important in
yep.
pop music. By its definition, pop music is not important. So when you have something like pop music that's supposed to be passing fancy, turn things out that become Tchaikovsky and classical, you're dealing with a very strange leap from one dimension to another, and that line between the two is very hard to really pinpoint.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Twenty-three past the hour. This week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, hour number two, featuring Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and they are the sponsoring agent that helped put together all the information that we discuss here on the weekly countdown. The Talkers.com website is fantastic. Every day you can go in there and see who Michael has been talking to up close and far out. You can find out what's going on news-wise with some of your favorite hosts, whether they be national or local. All of the profiles of information there for you to read. Keep yourself abreast of what's going on. This fantastic forum and format called News Talk Radio. So we review here in this hour the top 10 items, the stories, and then we take a gander at the people who are making news, and then we sort of go down sometimes different streets depending on what the issues are and how important I think, and I sort of do this on my own. Some of the items are repeats, or they become the same, almost pedantic. It's hard to find nuance with them. I find that to be the case with some of the political arguments and discussions. I find it also, even though this is old hat, sometimes these things just cry out for conversation, Michael. The protests that took place at the Minneapolis Mall of America and how that seemed to be overplayed by the news media. And then these people who got out of their car on the 405 at the road where you turn off to LAX. It basically closed the road down for a long enough time for thousands of people to miss their planes. Thousands of people. How arrogant. How do you, I mean, under the circumstances, how do you get sympathy for a cause, which may be appropriate, by doing something like that that just basically upends the whole, I mean, we're talking about it, so maybe that's all they want. But I know a lot of people who missed their airplanes this week because of these protests on the 405 and elsewhere. That could care less about the nuance of why we ought to pay attention to black lives.
Well, you know, this is the same issue we have even with talking about ISIS or talking about any problem. When you overreact, you create enemies and you don't always make friends. And this has always been a problem with protests. I mean, the Black Lives Matter movement is based in tremendously valid points. And you have to wonder, you know, whether you do stuff like that, whether it helps it by bringing attention to how important it is to the people involved, or that it just makes enemies and creates a bigger problem for people who were interested in race relations and civil rights. Mm-hmm. It's very tricky stuff, huh?
It is tricky stuff. I just wonder sometimes how people are thinking or whether they're not thinking, or is it just that, we can talk about this from an age point of view. It's hindsight being 20/20 here. When I was a kid, I never did anything like that. Of course you did. We all did stupid stuff that made people angry. So we can get on the air and be all indignant about how dare those people do that. I mean, I don't remember doing anything that caused people to miss an airplane, but I remember doing stuff that, when I was in college, it was pretty frisky and pretty foolish, but it didn't get in the way of people's lives. It was foolish. So whether the protesting has taken a different turn because of the times, or, whether this is just a different... I guess I'm wondering whether we'll look at this in a different way in a year or two from now. If time gives us a way to sort of put things in a better perspective.
Well, we might. But, life is not guaranteed. Ease of getting to the airport and convenience, is something that is not necessarily guaranteed in life.
Yeah.
And life is full of challenges.
It is. It's all how you live your life, I guess, and that's why it's good reflection. Reflection time here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Merry Christmas to those of you who are celebrating this weekend.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
33 past the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 topics of the week, with the ancillary discussion by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the overall Bible. People read this every day online at talkers.com. You can sign up for it, too, if you'd like to. We take the 10 items, sometimes discuss some of the things that are important to talk radio listeners and how it's been discussed, these particular issues by various talk radio people. I would think, going back to the Black Lives Matter issue, that a conversation like this would be different. And I can't tell you that I know for sure because I didn't hear any of the discussion this week. But we have some great talk radio programs that seem to focus on black lives and black issues. Like we have Christian talk radio programs. We've got sports talk radio programs. We have talk radio programs for the African-American population. So I wonder how, if I put a spin on it, for those of you who are just joining us, the folks that stopped the traffic on the 405 and caused thousands of people to miss their plane at LAX, I wonder if it was handled differently by black hosts than white hosts, if that's, look at
maybe.
It just because of the experience.
It might, but within the black community, within the African-American community, there are many, many different points of view on all of these issues, just as there are in the more general community. So, in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement, in terms of the entire civil rights movement, in terms of politics in the race relations issue, there's a spectrum of people in the African-American community that have many different points of view, and there are tremendous arguments that take place within the community as well as outside the community. Well, I shouldn't even say the community. I should say the population, because just the idea that there is an African American community is a generalization that really is not accurate. There are many communities within the African American population.
Right. And the assumption oftentimes happens by some people on the radio and otherwise, whether you take the Black Issues issue or you take the Muslims, there was some attention given this week to a, I don't want to call it a protest, but certainly a sort of meeting of the minds. But the focus group brought in a number of people from various parts of the country, as I recall, and they were asked to reflect on Donald Trump and his negative focus on Muslims, keep them all out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And other people who seem to have, and this is me saying this, I'm not going to put words in anybody else's mouth, a fairly simplistic approach to the problems of what the Muslim community, the Muslim world, faces because of the tactics of Daesh and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and any of these other militant Islamic groups that in many people's minds are all the same, and if you're a Muslim, you're a member of this group. So these people were saying, you know, we're good Americans, we just happen to be Muslim. And I think that some people who believe that they're doing good by participating in these sorts of things may not realize how many deaf ears they're talking to. I just see a line here, and a lot of people, it's the same as what happened with the Japanese in World War II, and the same thing that happened with the Irish and the Italians. I don't see people being, some people being very flexible when it comes to this sort of thing, Michael.
Yeah, well, some people aren't.
Even on the radio. I'm talking about radio hosts now.
Well, I mean, don't you fall into that category to a certain degree?
Which one?
That you're not flexible? I mean, you're all for Muslims not being allowed in.
I'm for fixing the problem. I want to know what it is that we're doing about making sure that whoever comes into the country, not just Muslims, I've not narrowed it down to Muslims. I want to see all of this stopped, frankly. I want to see all, you know, we have too many people in this country to begin with. We let more and more people in all the time. And you can say, oh, that's racist. That, no, it isn't. I don't see any reason to let more people in, especially if you don't know who they are. What are we doing? Well, how are we helping? We're not helping ourselves, and we should be helping ourselves first before we help them. What's the old expression? Take the oxygen first before you give it to somebody else. I'm not against Muslims per se. I'm against the whole immigration situation. Hispanics, whoever it is, we have tons of Chinese people getting in here on illegal fashions.
So you're just for good old fashioned immigration reform?
Yes, thank you.
As opposed to the Donald Trump point of view,
right.
Let's not let any Muslims in.
Yeah, I don't think that's that was not a smart statement.
Okay. All right. That's
I don't think, because you had said
in prior conversations that you like Donald Trump because he says the things that you're thinking.
Well, he does say many things that I'm thinking. He may say some things that I'm not thinking or I don't agree with. Just as I remember when Bill Clinton was president, and I didn't vote for him either time, but he said a lot of stuff I thought was right and some things that I thought was wrong. I thought Ronald Reagan said a lot of things that were good that I agreed with and a lot of things that I didn't agree with. I think we can do that with almost anybody. I mean, you and I are friends, and we don't agree with each other all the time. I think that we have to give the individual the respect of having a different opinion, but I think the problem with the whole Trump message, from my point of view, is he has some things that are on most people's minds, and he's the only one that's saying them, only one who's really addressing what the real issues are in our country. But he does it in a way that is offensive and doesn't bring people together. So I'm for his message in part, but I'm certainly not for, and I think it's hard, I know that it makes it easy. I mean, if I were having this conversation with my daughter, we would have a huge argument. I'd stop because I don't want her to misinterpret what I'm saying, but she thinks that Trump is a cretin, and most of her friends feel the same way. So for me to pay much attention to Donald Trump in her presence would be anathema, although we have good, healthy discussions about our political differences. The circle that she's in just thinks Trump is an alligator crawling out of a swamp.
Mm. So. Wow. Well, I could see where a lot of people would think that.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> And I can too, by the way. I wish that we didn't have Trump as the only person. Carly Fiorina has had the same message. She's flubbed it on a couple of occasions. I didn't agree with what she said about Planned Parenthood. Frankly, I thought what she said was ridiculous and not true. But, you know, in the main, I think she has her fingers on my pulse anyway. And then I believe, and I've thought that Rand Paul, frankly, has a message that is probably more utilitarian than anybody else who's running. But he's not getting any traction for any number of reasons. But frankly, if I were to vote today and somebody gave me the whole list of candidates that were out there, I would enthusiastically support Rand Paul. So
interesting.
Anybody?
Well, I mean, I don't want to fight with you because I view things differently. This is a
I know you do.
Conversation. No, but I'm saying is I don't have deep seated political opinions where I support any of these candidates. I think they're all a disgrace.
Well, I think that we have a disgraceful situation in our country now.
Yeah.
Not about the real issue here. That you and I would both, and everybody who's got any brains at all, and I say this without being pejorative, but if you don't understand the system, and a lot of people think you ought not to be voting, if you don't understand how corrupt the system has become because of the Supreme Court ruling, there were two Supreme Court rulings that have led to utter corruption, and almost, I mean, I can see where if this doesn't change, if we don't check the ruling or somehow figure out how to keep this money, all this money pouring into these campaigns, this country is doomed. And I believe that. I think we have so much corruption brought about by the way campaigns are run and how much money is given to these people to support points of view that you and I could never match. We can't match what Monsanto gives to the members of Congress and Senate who are voting in favor of their, which comes first, the vote and then they get the payoff in campaign contributions, or the campaign contributions first and then the vote. But if you don't think that Citizens United ruling and the subsequent one, the two or three years after that on the Supreme Court for campaign spending, if you don't think that corrupts and co-opts this country's political system, you're foolish.
And yet when it was brought up, a lot of people said, oh, this is freedom. This gives people...
Oh, right, freedom of speech. Yeah, you heard that for
right,
all
right,
kinds
right.
of...
Right, right, right. It was considered an expression of freedom. Yeah, freedom for freedom for the very, 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 very powerful corporations to buy the democracy.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. That's what you... When you see all of these things... when you see Monsanto and what's going on at the FDA regarding what they're trying to do in this Dow-DuPont merger that is being considered now, which basically when it is enacted, I say when, maybe I should say if, but when it's enacted, will basically kill off family farming in America, that and the EPA rulings that have been put forward. There are three things that endanger the American family farmer. And this ought to be something that's discussed in our political circumstance. One of them is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. One of them is the merger of all these huge companies that have agriculture as their main business. The other one is the basic focus on what it's with the government getting into the operation of farms to the point where they're putting the small and medium-sized farmers out of business because there's so much regulation they can't handle it. So, anyway, I'm off on a tangent, but you know it's a hot button with me.
Well, you're off on a tangent, but basically you're illustrating the point that the issues are very severe, and they're really not being discussed in the political forum because you can't get into the political forum and hold those issues unless you're doing it just, lip service.
Let me ask you something. Let's pause for a moment. Then I'm going to ask you a very important question about our business and whether we're getting... corrupted. Hold on for a second. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with our overview of the conversation and our own conversations, which we hope are stimulating and enlightening because we do have these conversations, hopefully for your benefit, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Studies show choosing gifts for guys is very tricky. Esquire fashion editor Wendell Brown's ideas make it simple.
I live with my phone on, whether it's listening to music during workouts or taking calls or running around, so the LG Tone series does it all. First, they're sleek and well-designed. They rest comfortably on the neck, and they have retractable earbuds, so they work with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, whether it's Team iPhone or Team Android. And for audiophiles, the LG Tone Ultra headsets have JBL Signature Sound technology, while the Intimate model has Harman Kardon Signature Sound speakers, so super high-quality audio, starting at $69.
And for the baddest guys on your list?
Anything Harley Davidson, I encourage you to enter this world. There's lots of gear under $50, or you can ramp it up from distressed leather gloves and jackets to biker lessons at the Harley Academy. And for the ultimate ride, this beautiful iron 883 motorcycle, a powerful cruiser that will leave everyone else in the dust.
Want more info? Go to videopump.tv.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewar's.com.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen back. Let me ask this final question here as our time is coming to a close. The corruption that I'm talking about, the focus on money, how does it affect our business? Advertisers keep the talk radio business going. We're an advertiser-supported medium. I say all the time newspapers, television are all influenced. I never say radio is. But is it? Do you think some of our big hosts are influenced by big money from advertisers who want to have a particular message and don't like it when you are on the other side of their message?
No.
I think that's my answer, folks. I think we just come to the bottom line.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a matter of the spirit in which you operate within the system. Of course the system is run by money. Money makes the world go round. It's a business. Once you do something as a business, you immediately become corrupted to a degree, and you sell out to a degree. The question becomes, to what degree? But anybody who plays in the game and says that they're above it and that they're not touched by the game, influenced by the game, or corrupted by the game, whatever the game is a liar. It's That's hypocrisy. It. But yeah. That doesn't mean that everybody in the game is totally corrupt. There are people that play the game knowing that it's a system run by money. You're not going to be able to get on the radio if you don't have sponsors, and you're not going to have sponsors if you say things they don't like. Yeah. I mean, come on, that you're not going to become president of the United States if you don't represent the views of the powerful people who got you there. This is something we all understand as adults stuck on this plane of reality between good and evil, and it's a dance. It's a constant dance. But it's the spirit that you bring to it and the level of intention that you, at least you try to be honest, seek truth, do good within the system. But within that system, again, that word spectrum, there's a spectrum of people that run from people who are well-meaning or naive to people that are lousy.
Yeah, that's, man, we're leaving on a high note, or certainly an important note for people to be. The discussion will continue with you folks listening to the program. Michael Harrison here from the Talkers.com website and the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen at 51 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Time as we continue on now, looking or listening. See, I find it difficult when I use words like that on the radio when people are not thinking about who the audience is. If you're listening or watching a television program, it would be safe for the host to say, okay, you're looking at, but we aren't looking at anything. This is the radio. We can't see anything, but we can hear things. And what we are about to hear is a conversation with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Countdown, who's here every week at this time to overview some of the important things from our list of issues that have been discussed on Talk Radio this past week. From the legal point of view, he's a college professor, legal analyst. He also has a terrific website called Scamicide.com. And I think any time, especially this time of year, when there are so many people taking advantage of the goodwill of others, if you're thinking about giving to some cause, that's swell. Do it. Many people give before the end of the year because it's a tax-deductible event most of the time. That doesn't mean you're smart if you give it to somebody or some group that really isn't what they say they are. So if you're not sure and you've heard this name and you're not sure, you go to Scamicide.com and check them out, Steve, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's real good advice because the scammers are there taking advantage of the goodwill of people. And you want your money to go to the good guys.
Okay, speaking of being taken advantage of, how in the name of heaven can we as Americans look at Jerry Sandusky getting a $211,000 pension check The state says he's entitled to it. How is it there hasn't been a civil suit by all the people he wronged so that any money he gets goes to them and not to him?
Well, now you're talking, because I was kind of startled at that as well. But technically, the wrongdoing that he did, and there was ample evidence of extraordinary crimes, was done when he was not a state employee. So legally, he's entitled to his pension. However, that pension, once he receives it, should be fair game. Generally, pensions are not subject to the claims of credit. But once he gets that money, it should be able to be there to be received by any of his victims who may want to sue him. And I think we may see that, because it is pretty outrageous that the state is paying him that kind of money.
Yeah, I find it, well, but the law is the law, as they say. Time, you don't like the law, then change the law.
Exactly, and it is fairly clear. Were he a state employee at the time that he committed these crimes, that would have been a different story. But this way, he's got every right to it. But once he receives it, then his victims can sue him for it.
All right, speaking of graft and corruption and things that don't make any sense, the head of the Lottery Association was removed this week because of the fellow working for him being convicted of fraud. Apparently, these lotteries are fixed, and I'm not sure that I understand. I mean, whether it's Mega Millions or whether it's, is that too general a statement, the lotteries are fixed? It's a dog.
Yeah, it may be a little bit overbroad. I saw actually the guy who was charged with security, and I think it was the Iowa lottery, was convicted of manipulating the lottery. And frankly, they do a pretty good job of trying to keep these on the up and up. So, you know, when you see someone who did manage to cheat it, it stands out because it's unusual. So most of the time they're pretty good, but they're egregious when you find out the manipulation. And here you're talking about heads rolling, even the people not directly involved, because they weren't policing it properly.
Okay, so that means that your ticket and my ticket this week are going to win.
Well, I'm doing the best I can.
Okay, so back to the legal ramifications of things people are talking about this week. The Black Lives Matter protests. I'm not so concerned about what happened in the Minneapolis Mall, but I am concerned about what happened on the 405 in Los Angeles, where these people got out of their car, spray painted the roadway, blocked all the traffic, people, thousands of people missing their flights. How do you go after them for that?
Under plain, simple laws that we do have for those kinds of disturbances, you know, you think back to the early protests, and you can go back to Gandhi, who was an inspiration to Dr. Martin Luther King, and protesting is not rioting. Protesting is not destroying aspects. And frankly, I also look at it, if you are trying to convince people to your side, why do you do vandalism? Why do you make life difficult for them? There is plenty of room for peaceful protest, and there is plenty of room without being racist, homophobic, or whatever, for taking to court people who violate the laws and do disturb the peace.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.